Even two. What is the true cost of prescription medications in Canada compared to other countries? It is generally assumed that the cost of prescription medications is increasing at a rapid rate. Governments, looking for ways to control healthcare costs, may not be saving as much as they could. According to a new study, Canada's Drug Price Paradox 2007 from the Fraser Institute. And joining us today, I'm pleased to introduce Brett Skinner, the Fraser Institute's Director of Health, Pharmaceutical and Insurance Policy Research. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What are some of the common perceptions about the cost of prescription medications?
Well, most people, I think, accurately understand that the price of brand name drugs in Canada tend to be a lot less expensive than they are in the United States, but most people probably don't know that the price of generic versions of those drugs, in other words, drugs that are just copies of the original patented drug, are actually much more expensive in Canada than they are in the United States. In fact, the research we just did looking at the top 100 selling drugs, generic drugs in Canada in 2006, showed that generic prices in Canada for identical drugs were more than double the price that Americans pay for those exact same drugs.
So was this the impetus for the study? Is this a study that is done every year, or you've been following each year to see how these prices change?
Well, we did the study a couple of years ago, and we intend to annually or semi-annually update the study. And what we found in a previous study was that generic prices were 78% higher in Canada than they were in the United States. So that's already a significant premium paid by consumers and taxpayers in Canada for generic drugs relative to Americans. But when we updated the study with newer data, we found that that price difference had grown even more dramatic, and so that generic prices were 115% or more than double American prices for identical drugs. So that what that means is that the price of generics in Canada has gotten worse relative to American prices. Now, by contrast, we looked at brand name drug prices and found that they were 51% below U.S. prices in Canada. Mm-hmm. And previous research had found the difference to be 43% below. So that means that while generic prices have gotten worse in Canada relative to the U.S., brand name prices have gotten better.
What was the source of the data used in this study?
Well, we always source the data to IMS Health Canada Incorporated, which is the most authoritative source of this data.
Now, when looking at what you call the paradox, is this what you were talking about, where the price of generic medications is greater in Canada compared to the U.S., and yet the price of the brand name medications is less than that in the less costly than in the United States?
Well, yeah, that's part of the paradox. But the paradox is that governments in Canada, they constantly make these promises that their intervention in pharmaceutical markets will produce lower costs for drugs and drug spending than if they allowed the free market to operate. Mm-hmm. And what our research shows is that in the absence of government intervention in the market, the price of brand name drugs would be expected to stay just as low as it is relative to American prices already. But meanwhile, the price of generic drugs, which are currently made much more expensive by government interference in the market, would be expected to drop dramatically to the much lower levels that we see in the United States. The end result would be significant savings. We estimate in the study that in 2006 alone, the minimum savings from removing some of these bad government policies would be to save $2.5 billion over the year, and the maximum savings we estimate would be up to $6.6 billion. That's the kind of savings that are lost due to really misguided pharmaceutical policies in Canada.
Well, what are some of these policies that have led to this situation? And I'd like to get a bit of detail about it so our listeners can understand the process that leads to how these things are decided, how the pricing is set, who sets the policy, how is it audited, how are the prices determined over time? What is the basis for all of these particular differences?
Well, governments in Canada basically account for about half of all spending on drugs in the country. So 50 cents roughly of every dollar spent on drugs in Canada is spent by governments. And many provincial governments, these are the level of governments that are usually running these programs, many provincial governments reimburse the cost of drugs at a fixed percentage. cost of generic drugs at a fixed percentage of the brand name drug price. So if a brand name drug costs a dollar, many provincial governments will reimburse the generic drug at, say, 70 cents or 50 cents, which is 50% or 70% of the value of the brand name drug. Now, that sounds like a savings relative to the brand name drug, but in the United States, the price of a generic drug as a percentage of the brand name drug is much lower, so that consumers in the States might pay, say, 20 cents on the dollar relative to the brand name drug. So governments in Canada are essentially paying a much higher price relative to the brand drug than the free market even produces in the United States. Free markets in the United States, through competition on prices, produce much greater savings and much lower prices for generics than governments are currently paying in Canada. So that's one major reason why the price of generic drugs is higher in Canada.
Now, does this account for, as you mentioned, in the United States, the brand name drugs are more expensive than those in Canada, about twice as much. So if we were to take a proportion, say a price of a generic drug in the United States versus a price of a generic drug in Canada, does that difference in price of the brand name skew the results a bit in terms of saying, well, the generic drugs are more expensive in Canada?
No, this is actually a direct comparison. We compared exactly the same drugs in both countries. We converted the price to a price per common dosage unit so that it wasn't affected by differences in pack sizes and so on. We made sure that we adjusted for currency equivalency. So we have a very comparable apples to apples look at this. And when we compare the exact same generic drugs in both countries, we find that on average over the top 100 sellers, the price difference is 115% higher in Canada than it is in the United States. Now, the interesting thing is that brand prices are lower in Canada than they are in the United States, and that's not surprising. We have price controls in Canada, but even in the absence of those price controls, researchers have found that Canadian prices would likely be lower than U.S. prices anyway, and that's just simply because our incomes are lower in Canada, and prices for many things tend to be lower in Canada than they are in the U.S. But we would expect to find the same thing with generic drugs, but we find exactly the opposite. While we would expect to find that generic drugs, because our prices for many things are lower here, our prices for brand name drugs are lower here, our incomes are lower, those generic prices are not lower. They are, in fact, double what Americans pay. That is a paradox.
What other factors contribute to that on the consumer level? You mentioned in your report that there are reimbursement systems between the producers of generic drugs and the pharmacies themselves, which amounts to a cost savings for the pharmacy, and yet that doesn't seem to be passed on to the consumer. How does that system work?
Yeah, well, do the provincial governments reimburse the cost of generic drugs at a fixed percentage of the brand price, which creates its own problems? But they don't reimburse consumers directly. They reimburse pharmacies instead, which means that consumers are insulated from the cost of consuming drugs. They just simply aren't aware of it, and it doesn't impact on their decision to use drugs or to be concerned over price. And so what that means is that many generic manufacturers will trade a discount below the reimbursement rate in exchange for exclusive distribution or a monopoly on the pharmacy shelf. So the generic manufacturer gives a discount below the provincial reimbursement rate. They get a monopoly on the shelf in exchange, but the discount never works its way down to the consumer. It's captured by the pharmacies.
So is that why, for example, when I have a patient who's gone to a pharmacy and they say, well, my medication was just switched, they're on a generic, and they've been on this one particular generic for quite some time, and then it changes. You know, the letters in front of the medication name changes, and they're on a different one. Is that what's happening, that the pharmacy is now has a different supplier and is now taking that particular medication only?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, some manufacturers will have, say, you know, dozens of products that they produce generically, and they will then offer a discount to the retailer below the reimbursement price offered by the province in exchange for having only their products on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And that creates less competition on prices, but the discounts that would normally go down to consumers in a reduction in the final price to consumers are not captured by consumers. They're captured by the pharmacies because they are the ones receiving the reimbursement from the province. What provinces should do, in fact, is reimburse consumers directly. Consumers should have to pay out of pocket, submit their receipts to the government for reimbursement. The government should then send the reimbursement to the consumer so that, say, 90% or 75% of the cost of the drug would be covered. That would be a better system than what they currently use.
So it's very similar to private insurance companies that many Canadians have, especially everybody in the public service in Canada has these policies where their medications will be covered. They get their prescription, it's filled, they send it to their insurance company, they get reimbursed. You're saying a system like that with the government itself doing that would make it much more accountable because they would be looking more closely at the actual cost of these medications and the discounts and such that occur would have to get passed on to the consumer in those cases.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, what we're really trying to do here is suggest that governments need to introduce some market forces that would put downward pressure on generic prices. And currently what government policies do is insulate generic manufacturers and pharmacy retailers from those kinds of price pressures. And consumers are also insulated from the cost of drugs, and that contributes to it. There are other issues as well. Governments also force patients to use generic versions in place of brand-name drugs. And, you know, in the States, this doesn't occur as often as it does in Canada or as commonly. And in the U.S. governments tend to just sort of let consumers make their own choices about this. So consumers have a choice between their loyalty to a brand name drug and the potential for savings in obtaining the generic drug. So the generic drug companies and the retailers have to really lower the prices of generic drugs quite significantly to encourage people to switch from their brand name drug to the generic version. Those kinds of price pressures don't exist in Canada. Governments force people to take generic drugs versus brand name drugs. So the brand is just simply no longer available. Mm-hmm. Consumers, therefore, will pay whatever price they have to get it because it's the only one that's available.
Well, Mr. Skinner, I'd like to thank you very much for your time to talk about how our government's policies towards the cost of medications and the cost savings that can be teased out of it if they change their policy on how it's monitored and how pricing is allowed to occur. I think this is another good bit of work that you've done, and I really think people should really think about what we are doing in this country when we have cost overruns and concerns of cost and there's a potential for savings.
Yeah, really, I think you're absolutely right, Barry. I mean, if we constantly are concerned about the growth in healthcare costs, then we have to look for ways to reduce those costs that are sustainable. And one of the ways we can do that is just simply look at the inflated prices of generic drugs, and those prices are inflated because of bad government policies. Let's remove those policies, introduce some market forces that will put downward pressure on prices. These are the kinds of things that will help reduce the growth in overall health expenditures.
Well, Mr. Skinner, once again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Brett Skinner is Director of Health, Pharmaceutical and Insurance Policy Research at the Fraser Institute.